be here this morning. And, let me get straight out here. My ear's a little bigger than here. Let's see if we can get it. Bigger my ears than yours. I just give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory just for the privilege to address you this morning. We have been working together for some time, and I'm pleased with what I see God doing between us. You made a profound statement, Pastor Blanton, when you said, "We are one." Amen. And when I began to ask God, what words could I bring that would move our hearts? Not just your heart, but our heart. We are in this fight together, and we're all on the same page. Amen. You are my brother. You are my sister. Our Father is the same. Hallelujah. Thank God for what God is doing. Amen. I'd like to thank RTP for our combined efforts working with the, what's the name of the place? I'm trying my best to think of the rescue mission and the, there you go, thank you. Amen, sometimes things don't come to me like they should, but God let me know the time had a little something to do with that. Amen. So we thank you for our combined effort to work together. What a blessing it was, amen, to watch those people react and respond to what God was doing through us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Our job is to help one another. Amen. I hope I got, you'll get something out of what God has given me. When I first learned that I would be coming here today, I prayed to God and asked him, "Lord, would you please feed me what to feed your people?" Amen. And a constant thought ran through my mind, we be brethren. But that's not my subject today. Subject is God's love lifted me. Point to yourself. God's love lifted me. Amen. Now I get these few particulars out the way first, and then I'll try to see if I can tell you something that's going to be a blessing to you. Bear with me here just a minute. Amen. Got to clean up these specs so I can see what I need to see. Amen. All right. That's the subject. God's love lifted me. And God wanted me to tell you that we need to personalize it. Because it's easy to put it in a group. But this is a personal calling from God to you. Amen. And wherever you were, when God found you, it was his love that lifted you up out of whatever you were in. Some of us today, if we look at it like we ought to, we would feel like we didn't even deserve to be here. But God's love saw it another way. Amen. So we have a chance today. We have a chance to glorify the one who reached way down where we were and picked us up and turned us around, put us on a street called straight. Hallelujah. So you can sleep at night. So you can think right. So you can talk right. So you can act right. So we can do right. Oh, how powerful is God's love to you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me get this out of the way right quick here. God's love can mean either love for God or love by God. Either way it works, love for God or love by God. Now, who in here don't want to be loved by God? One who knows your ups. One who knows your downs. One who's familiar with your coming in. One who is familiar with your going out. God knows everything about you. Amen. So we need God, amen, to love us. Because when God loves us, it helps us to love others. And I'm telling you today that the world is in trouble because it needs somebody to love them. Not with the love that the world gives, but the love of God. The love of God that said he reached way down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love for God is associated with the concept of worship and devotion. That's where the sister was trying to get us a while ago, into worship and devotion. So that the flow of the Spirit would have control. Amen. It doesn't mean nothing for us to just come here. But when God comes, when the Spirit of God is ushered in to this place, that's when the service becomes important. That's when pain will happen. That's when yokes will be broken. That's when hearts will be delivered. That's when minds will be free. That's when people will overcome. That's when people will come out. That's when people will survive, because the power of God said so. And whatever God say, we all know it works. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning is now. Glory to God. I'm trying, y'all. I got to get this out of the way so I can get to my scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying not to keep in here too long either, too, because I know some of you want to get the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Amen. I don't want to come between you and your chicken. Amen. The Greek translation, the Greek term agrippa is applied both to the love that human beings have for God and to the love that God has for man. Now, concept, idea, or invention to help sell or publicize a commodity. Now, what is the Lord selling us? A way of freedom. A way to be free. Sin binds people. When you want to, when the Bible talks about worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, that means freedom. Free. If you're sitting there and you decide to throw your hands up and say, praise the Lord, there is no restraint. If you want to jump up and run the aisle, there's no restraint, because you are free. Hallelujah. So God wants us to follow him in freedom. Jesus. Lifted. Raised to a higher position or level. Yeah. God's love lifted me. Now, where did he lift me from? A life of sin and shame that disowned him. To let me know that there's a place prepared for me if I would just love him. And loving God means that the heaven gate swung open wide for me. And as long as I love him, he'll love me, and I'll be able to make it. Amen. Are you planning on staying here? Or are you planning on leaving? Your life will tell you which way you're going. I pray to God that I'll make sure that I'm on the right track. So that when God calls, I'll be able to answer. I'm telling you right now, there are many who refuse to give over to Christ. When he called, they'll not be able to answer. Amen. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So if you know him, you know the voice of God that speaks to you. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we can get a little hard head, can't we? Y'all don't mind if I preach, do you? Amen. Let us go into the scripture now. We're going to go to 1 John 4:9 to start. Amen. I got a few scriptures, so I'm going to try to hasten along. Amen. But you stick with me, though. All praise the Lord. Amen. 1 John 4:9 declare these words. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. So we understand clearly the only way we live is through Jesus. I don't care what nobody else tell you. I don't care how they sweeten it up. I don't care how they fix it up. You can't live unless you're living through Jesus. That's the only life that matters. Amen. So we have to get to the place where we allow the Lord to have complete control of our lives. Amen. It's not your breath that you breathe. It's God's breath that he lends to you while you're here. Amen. So we ought to get to the place that we glorify God in all that we do. Amen. Come on to the 11th verse now. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now that's power. Because I think that's where we hit a snag at. Amen. I think that's where we get in trouble at. Amen. I may not get to all these scriptures, but you got them, but I may not get to them all. I think when we really understand the power of God's love. Amen. Listen. When I met this brother right here, come here a minute if you don't mind. When I met this brother, it was surely and purely by accident. My wife and myself went to a conference in South Carolina. Myrtle Beach. We thought it was North Carolina's conference. But our state bishop was only a guest speaker there. I had never met this brother till that time. But God spent off a relationship that causes me to love this brother, and he loves me. You are not looking at a white, a black brother. You are looking at two brothers. Hallelujah. They're human. That's part of the problem we face today. Saints, we have to put that stuff behind us so we can go on and glorify God like God wants us to. Amen. God will not come in the midst of confusion. Amen. We got to love one another with the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we've been loving each other ever since. Wherever we go and be. And we've had the opportunity to be several places at the same time. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother.
I don't want to go anywhere without my bodyguard.
Hallelujah. I'm just trying to show you how God love lifts us. Now, when he lifts us, he changes us. You can't be lifted and remain the same. Understand clearly that when I lift these glasses, they are no longer on this desk. But they have been removed. And they are now in another place. No longer down there where they were. Amen. But they're in another place now. And that's what God does to us. Our hearts have to be changed. Amen. Where we can follow God's instructions. Amen. That's why he encouraged us, amen, to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Because when you walk by sight, amen, you see too many things that scare you. Oh, glory to God. And you will not respond to the word of God the way God wants us to because of what you see. Amen. If you'll just close your eyes sometime, amen, and just walk, amen, you'll find out what God means when it say walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We are attacked all the time. Amen. With things in this world. Amen. That threatens our security. Amen. But God told us this. God said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of thy ways to acknowledge him, and he will renew thy path. So we want God to help us, don't we? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm trying, y'all. Hallelujah. But I feel good all the way down in my shoes. Amen. I don't know how you feel. Amen. But my shoes feel right good. Amen. Come on, let's go to Psalm now. Amen. The 40th chapter. Amen. Let's start about the second verse. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Anybody been there? Anybody been there, had to come out of that? God will change you if you'll just give him the chance. Hallelujah. All God wants us to do is just open our heart to him. When we surrender ourselves to God, amen. He will pour out his spirit on us. Amen. And God will bless us abundantly. Amen. But the one thing we got to do, amen, you got to get self out of the way. Amen. Self is dangerous. Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, that the flesh and the spirit, amen, wars with one another. Amen. The flesh don't want to do the things, amen, that God said we ought to do. Amen. So the spirit is telling the flesh, amen, why don't you get back out the way? Amen. So they can love one another like they ought. Amen. Why don't you get back out the way so they can walk together? Amen. You know why the Bible say, amen, we can't walk together together unless we agree. Amen. We got to agree to walk together. Did you know that? Amen. Otherwise, one will pull one way or another, another. Amen. So when we talk about the great speckled bird, amen, we use that pretty regular. We used to anyway. Amen. Now, tell me one thing. Is a speckle one color? It's all colors, isn't it? Now, we talk about the great speckled bird. That's supposed to be us. Is that right? Oh, I don't know, Brother Blandon. I might better tune it back a little bit here. You with me? Go for it. That's all I need. The man of the house said, go for it. Amen. The great speckled bird. This is God looking down on his flock. The great speckled bird. When we go somewhere, Brother Barry, we ought to feel good to walk side by side. Amen. Now, I've known Brother Barry for years. Amen. He ain't changed a bit. Amen. He's still the same old Brother Barry. Amen. The only thing that's changed, I didn't see him playing the piano up here. Amen. I heard him singing, but I didn't see him playing. Amen. So God's love lifted us to the point that we were able to focus on what God would have us to do. Love one another. Amen. How many of y'all think there's two heavens? Two heaven. Is it two heaven? Is it not? Well, we better get to changing up then, haven't we? Hallelujah. We need God's Spirit to work on us. Amen. We used to sing a song years ago, put your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Amen. I want him to put his hands on me. Amen. And I tell you right now, I don't mind. Amen. Because when he put his hands on you, that's what changes you. Amen. Glory to God. If he don't pay you no attention, you in real trouble. Amen. John 3:16 declares, and we all know that famous scripture, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Do you believe those words? Not only do we have to believe, but we have to prove it. That by walking in that. If we walk in that, then God says, you really understand what I'm saying to you. Amen. Another verse of scripture say, then shall ye know, ye shall know them. Amen. Let me get it right now. Thank you. Who said that? Thank you. Praise God. God bless you, sister. Amen. The Bible talks about how men shall know that we are his disciples. Not by the way we say we love one another, but by the way we love one another. Can you see now why God's love has to lift us? Amen. And it's something that he has to constantly do for us. Amen. Because life itself want to keep pulling you back down in the hole that God brought you out of. Life is such that it don't want you to enjoy the glory that God had for you. We're not going to have to wait till we get to heaven to enjoy everything, but God wants us to enjoy some things here on the face of this earth while we are living, while we are going through. Amen. So God's love has to change us, saints. It's not enough for us to say it out of our mouth. Amen. But it's a heartfelt motion. Amen. Where God goes inside of us. Amen. And he takes the heart and he says, I got to clean you up. Amen. There's some stuff in you not right. I got to get it out of you. Amen. So you can love your pastor. Amen. Like you ought to. So you can love your neighbor. Amen. Like you ought to. So you can love at the grocery store like you ought to. Amen. Sometimes we can love in front of one another, but when we get away from one another, amen, love takes a hike. But what God wants, he wants us to have it all the time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I told you I feel good all the way down in my shoes. Amen. And when I feel good in my shoes, I can really talk. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 14 now. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 14. Glory to God. And we're going to start somewhere around the 22nd verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hope you're getting something out of this. Amen. If you're not, get your pastor, not me. Amen. Let's start around the 22nd verse. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. See, Jesus always had people on him all the time, so he had to get some rest. Amen. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Now, what do you think about that? If Jesus had to pray, you know we got to pray. It's the Son of God. But he had to pray. He had to pray because things were pressing him just like things press you. But God is saying to stay focused like you need to. You're going to have to pray for me to deliver you day in and day out away from those things that threaten your security. Amen. You need to understand that it's security in Jesus. Amen. I don't know what you're dependent on or what you think you're dependent on, but if it's not Jesus, you're dependent on the wrong thing. Money won't do it. Your power won't do it. But I tell you what God can do. I read in this very same book where he spoke to those that were sick and they got well. Just a blind man's eyes. He couldn't see, but he came seeing. So I know the power of this Lord and what he can do. Hallelujah. Let's see. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. I want you to picture this now in your mind. When the evening was come, Jesus was there alone. Remember I told you earlier to walk by faith and not by sight, because your walk is going to be tested. Do you hear me? Your walk is going to be tested. Amen. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So they were no longer secure to the shore. Think about the last thing you went through, where the Lord had to come walking on the water to you. That's what I want you to do. Amen. Because at one point they were secure at the shore, but the water became contrary. Amen. And if y'all in here know anything about water, you know when the word contrary come up, that means rough. It was so rough that it moved the ship from the security of the shore and moved it out in the water, amen, where it didn't have anything to depend on. Lord, have mercy. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel this. Hallelujah. God, I need you right now. Hallelujah. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went under them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear.
Walk by faith, not by sight. Sight will make you fear. It'll make you scared when God have told you. Say, if the Lord. To learn how to depend on God, no matter what it looks like. The doctor tell you, you ain't going to see tomorrow. If God don't tell you that, keep on living. Oh, glory to God. The doctor going to tell you some things that'll make you fearful of the power of God. But when God tell you he'll do it, you got to trust God to do it and believe that God will perform whatever God said that he will perform. God will perform it. There's no power in earth or nowhere else that can stop God from doing what God says that God will do. I'm going to show you something here. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, because he felt their fear. He knows when you're fearful. He feels it. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I keep telling you, the devil is like a dog on a chain. He's limited. He wants you to think that he can do all kind of stuff to you. But God keep telling you that he's limited. He can't go but so far. Amen. His job is simply to make you fearful. Amen. But God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love, a sound mind. Oh, my God, you mean my mind is sound? That's what Jesus said. Amen. That when you came to him, he took out your old mind and he put a brand new mind in you. Amen. So he fixed it so you don't have to fear the thing that you see. Amen. Just know that if you trust in God, God will see you through. I'm telling you what I know, not what I guess or what I reckon. Amen. Believe God and trust him and watch God work it out. Hallelujah. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. That's kind of a bold move, ain't it? If it be you, call me. Let me come on out there on the water if it's you. Amen. And he said, come. Now, right about now, everything is hinging on what Peter going to do. Will you really trust him? When you come up against a situation that's bigger than you, will you really believe that God will deliver and he'll do it on time? Amen. Or will you be thrown by what comes against you? Listen to this. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. That's all good, ain't it? He walked. We were looking at something on television the other day. My grandson told me, said, Papa, said they walking on the water. I said, no, they ain't. I said, they walking through the water. It was some ducks or something, you know, walking in. The water wouldn't cover them up, you know. They just walking on the ground through the water. Amen. Listen to this. Always remember, when the word but come up, it's a challenge to you. But when he saw the winds boisterous, when the enemy began to throw stuff at you, God is telling you to depend on him, and the devil started throwing stuff at you. Before you can crawl out from underneath one thing, something else done fell on you. Lord God, where you at? Amen. See, Peter got scared when he saw what was taking place. He was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. If you allow what you see to take charge of your thinking, you are never going to grow in Christ. When God came and got you as a babe, he fed you the milk of his word. And as you stuck close to him, he began to feed you a little bit of potatoes. Or because you started getting a little stronger. After a while, he got you a chicken leg. Uh-huh. And you can sit down there and eat that chicken leg. Glory to God. So what God is saying now is that I done fed you with milk and made you strong. I done begin to feed you meat. Now he's asking the question, what are you waiting on? Oh, I know you wouldn't like that one. What are you waiting on? He have growed you. Do you know that an orange on a tree only has a certain time to fulfill its journey? Did you know that? Because after a while, they begin to rot. It ran its course. But what God is saying to us as believers is, what are you waiting on? Because I fed you milk to make you strong. I give you meat to grow you, to mature you. Now, what are you waiting on? Remember the subject is, God's love lifted me. Amen. And when something is lifted, it's raised up from where it was. It's no longer there. See, God will accept it when you first came to him and didn't know no better. Amen. But when you ride down the street and you read on a billboard that God says something to you. Or you might ride like in town. They got rocks. And they got scripture wrote on the rocks. You ride by one of them rocks and read that scripture, God talking to you. Amen. Your pastor get up here and preaching in the word. He's talking to you. Right now, I'm talking to you right now. I'm preaching in this spot today. I hope I'm doing all right. Amen. I don't want them looking and say, Lord, don't have him back here no more. Let's go to Ephesians now, if you will. Amen. But the long and short of it is, when Peter got in the most serious trouble that he could get in, he knew who to call. And Jesus blessed him. See, be careful now what you tell the Lord you want him to do now, because he'll do some things now. He'll do it and see where you at. And he'll let you see where you're at. Amen. Ephesians, the second chapter. I keep forgetting. My wife used to read for me. Amen. But I'm on my own today. Amen. 19 says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers than foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's what I was trying to show you a while ago when I called Brother Blanton up here. We are no more strangers than foreigners. See, when I met you in South Carolina, the foreignership was broken. Amen. The strangership was broken. And we became brethren to each other. Amen. And ever since that time, we've been being brethren to each other. Amen. When God looks at the household of faith, amen, he's not looking for a white man or a black man. He's looking for the household of faith. Amen. The people who will uphold his righteousness, amen, who will walk in a straight and a plain path, amen, who have decided to turn their back on the activities and things of the world, amen, and follow Jesus. I'm telling you right now, I know it's not easy all the time, amen, to follow the Lord, but I'm going to tell you something. If you will try, God will help you.
He make a way out of no way. When you're tall to and fro, just let your love hold on to Jesus. He will carry you through. I know the Lord, he is my shepherd. Oh, I shall not want. Ain't that all right? Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter now. Amen. We're coming on in now. Amen. The 16th verse of the 8th chapter. Says this, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we might also glorify together. See, that's what I wanted to know a while ago. When we follow him and love him, God has an open arm for us. Amen. You know how you have to do the baby sometimes? You have to pacify the baby. Every now and then, God had to pacify us a little bit to get us where we need to be. But if we allow the love of God, every time we come against something, just remember, God's love lifted me. He will lift you over whatever you're facing. But you got to trust him now. Amen. See, there's a lot of folk want God to do things that don't trust him. Amen. You know how I know? Because if they did, this church would be full right now. Folks be standing around the wall, not to hear me, but to hear God. Amen. To hear God, not me. I'm just an instrument. Amen. That young lady's song, whoo, Lord have mercy. That second song to the last song you sung. Ooh, Jesus. I run cold chills up my spine. Amen. God really want to bless us, saints. He really do. But the thing you got to do is to get self out the way. Amen. Wherever you go, wherever you be, there's going to be a challenge because self is going to always try to rule. Amen. But God is saying to us, if you'll just move self out of the way and let me lift you up, amen, I'll bless you right where you are. I'll bless you right in the middle of your storm. See, we don't have to always wait till the storm is over. Amen. We can shout right in the middle of it. Amen. Glorify God. Amen. And watch God do a miraculous work. Amen. Right while you're looking at it. Amen. Hey, oh, yes, he can do it. I know. God is faithful. Amen. I'm getting ready to wrap it up now. Amen. Let me see. Can y'all make it to Kentucky? Oh, yeah. You got plenty of time. Amen. We'll trust God with all that we have.
God's love will saturate our lives. Amen. He'll change us. Want to do it? He'll change us. Amen. And we can snuggle up close to him. Amen. He like it when we come close to him. Oh, hallelujah. I told the church one time, I want to walk so close to him. If he stopped, I'd bump into him. Amen. Praise God. That's a big statement. Amen. A huge one. Amen. It takes a whole lot of work to get there. Amen. I don't mind telling you, I'm not there yet, but I'm sure working on it. Amen. Do you hear me? Amen. We thank God. Amen. We trust that we have said something in this length of time. Amen. That we have been here in your presence. Amen. To help you on this journey. That's what our job is, to help one another to make it through. Amen. And that's what I'm here for today. Amen. To help us. Amen. To make it through. Amen. I love you, RTP. Dearborn Drive, I thank you so much for being here today. Amen. And God is so awesome. Amen. And we ought to just, right now, why don't you just throw your hand up and tell God thank you. Now, did you do that because I told you to? See, every now and then, you all do that on your own. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing a little piece of this song, then I'm going to get out the way. Since my brother thought so hard about it, I'm not probably going to sing it all because I don't know if I can know it all. Amen. This one's just for you. I thought, number one, would surely be me. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself like you do, as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide, but down on my knees where I learned to stand, 'cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Ain't that all right? Yeah. Amen. Since you told me I was at home, I'm going to do like I do at home. Y'all receive this.